The trail widened gradually, and Clint realized that the Indians were taking him deep into the mountains through a pass he would never have expected to find at this elevation. They were well inside the mountains, crossing a small flat, when Clint noticed the other trail joining theirs. This second, wider trail came from the south, and as soon as the Indians moved onto it, Clint saw the occasional hoof prints of cattle. They were few and far between, but they were there nevertheless. The trail lifted precipitously after leaving the flat, but it remained wide. Once, in stumbling over the root of a bristlecone, Clint sprawled close to the edge of the trail and saw far below it, wedged between the mountain wall and a pine, the rotting carcass of a steer. A small buzzard was hunched over it, its beak working furiously as it tore off what little flesh still remained on the skeleton. Stumbling to his feet and hastening to keep up with the Indian's pony, Clint realized with a grim, almost desperate sense of hopelessness what the scene below him meant. Now that it could not possibly do him any good, he had found the route Harry had taken through these mountains.